We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Protective viewers, thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. Please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C, and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besikan Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Set. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Unkonsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galerada Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vesión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. in Zona 10, in Cantiva, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Horatel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Bayemi, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Teleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurk in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on SunPower Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in TK Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Ukraine begins operating its first solar power plant. In cultural news, the Independence Day of Benin and National Day of Switzerland are celebrated. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Bonhem Muang Mai, which is dedicated to providing a loving home for Thai disadvantaged youngsters. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 1st, begins the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. It commemorates the time when the Quran, which brought divine guidance and teachings, was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Individual reflection and purification are part of this special month, with practices including fasting, doing charitable works, and reading the Holy Quran. Focus is placed on re-evaluating one's life, devoting oneself to Allah, adopting positive habits, and making peace with others. We wish all our Muslim brothers and sisters a blessed and grace-filled Ramadan.
Fly-in news. Tropical storm Nhoc 10 sweeps across China and Aulac, or Vietnam. Following its departure from the Philippines, where at least 50 people perished, Nhoc 10 made landfall in China on Saturday, July 30th, with over 189,000 people in the southern Chinese island province of Hainan who had been evacuated to safety on Friday afternoon. One person was injured as 148 units of housing were damaged along the coastal villages of Guangcun town. Torrential rains also deluged nearby Guangdong province and Guangxi-Duang autonomous region before the storm moved into north-central Aulac, where officials had already evacuated nearly 300,000 people from coastal areas.
One person perished in Yayang province on Saturday, as some 2,500 hectares of rice and other crop fields were inundated.
The storm also brought heavy rains further south and halted shipping services across the Qiongzhou Strait. As Nhoc 10 moved away from Aulac, it brought deluges of rain to northern Thai provinces on Sunday, prompting officials to release water from some reservoirs, hoping to avoid further flooding in light of forecasts of more rain.
Conveying all her love and sorrowful prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if any aid is required, saying that emergency funds are available. She also asked that they go, if possible, to comfort the most vulnerable.
We are grateful for the safety measures of the Chinese and Aulacese or Vietnamese officials, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her attentive concern. May such perilous extremes be curbed through our concerted efforts to foster a kinder, more eco-balanced planet.
Heavy rains and quakes hit northeastern Japan. In a storm that had most recently struck the Korean Peninsula, where it claimed 51 lives, at least 3 people perished and another 3 were reported missing after rains and high-speed winds hit Japan's Niigata and Fukushima prefectures as of Sunday, July 31st. Some 207,000 people across 15 municipalities in the 2 prefectures had been evacuated to shelters as 3,000 homes flooded, with areas that received over 620 millimeters of rain since Wednesday, causing landslides and flooded rivers, with infrastructure such as a railway bridge connecting the 2 prefectures that was also destroyed. In addition, 2 earthquakes, one magnitude 6.4 and the other 5.0, struck in the very early hours of Sunday, shaking the same northeastern region as the massive quake in March.
Expressing her heartfelt sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked her local association members to please find out from the prefectural governments whether help is needed. She also asked that they go, if possible, to aid the most desperate, saying that financial assistance for urgent necessities is available. Our appreciation, Japanese officials, for your initiatives to safeguard the public, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving concern. May the affected residents' stability be soon restored and such disasters eased, and her kinder care for all inhabitants as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Buddha's sadness.
I wish to find the celestial granary to scatter over mountains and forests, so every bird can be warm and nourished. When I see them in cold, wintry days, wings and feathers all in disarray, searching for food morsels. I wish to share all the meals, nutritious and tasty, with scrawny cats in the wild, wandering and hungry, living furtively in abandoned shrines, blistering days and rainy nights, emaciated and wasting away. I sympathize with the deer and goats on rocky mountains, roaming all day, not having enough dry leaves, craggy cliffs, lonely as ancient tombs. Where can they find sweet grass and nectar stream? The heart of the saint is forever in sorrow. The vow to save the world, will it ever come to fruition? On bended knee, I awaken my faith in a creator and implore him this planet to restore.
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet.
Day 541.
Be vegan, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
citizens speak out. People in countries such as China, Israel, Libya, Palestine, Syria, United States, and Yemen continue in calls for social and political reforms that bring greater freedom, human rights, and improved living conditions for all.
United States, as legislators continue in efforts to reach an agreement for reducing the budget deficit, clergy leaders staged a prayer sit-in Friday, July 29th, in the nation's capital to protest proposed spending cuts that would affect those most in need. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops also wrote a letter to Speaker of the House John Boehner calling for a fairly balanced budget that doesn't harm the less fortunate.
China. The New York Times reported on Saturday that journalist Qi Xionghui, jailed since 2008 after writing a series of articles on corrupt actions by local officials, was retried on the same charges 2 weeks before he was due to be released. Several human rights groups have objected, saying this is a violation of Chinese law, with an appeal that has been filed on his behalf with the United Nations Special Rapporteur on Human Rights.
Israel. Al Jazeera reports that over 100,000 Israelis gathered for demonstrations Saturday in Tel Aviv, Haifa, Jerusalem, Beersheba, and several other cities as they continued calling for the government to address issues associated with the nation's high cost of living.
Syria. Ammar Karabi, head of the country's National Organization for Human Rights, reported that 95 people were killed on Sunday as security forces resumed operations in Hama after being absent from the city for 2 months. Meanwhile, the Syrian League for Defense of Human Rights reported that government troops invaded the city of Mu'adamia near Damascus, cutting electricity and communications as they arrested more than 300 people.
Yemen. After protests on Friday by tens of thousands of activists in the capital, Sana'a, and other cities such as Taiz, Hodeidah, and Mukalla, prominent tribal leaders on Saturday formed a pro-activist coalition pledging unity and to protect peaceful protesters seeking the end of President Ali Abdullah Saleh's rule. This accord came 2 days after clashes between tribal members and government troops in which an undetermined number of lives were lost on both sides.
With deep sympathies for those who have perished or suffer from injuries, we pray that all strife may subside for people in every nation to choose to live side by side in security and freedom as a peaceful world.
Do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
They are the most brilliant generation of our time. They're not born to die. I don't care, die a hero or die a what. It's the same. It's a waste of resource. They are able-bodied. They're intelligent. They're strong. They're handsome. And it costs millions of dollars even to raise him. And so much love from the family and friends so that he grow up like that. He's not just nobody, he's somebody. He has family. Yeah? He might even be married and have children already. But he's supposed to go out there and shoot somebody you don't even have any enmity with. You cannot change love into hatred. And tell a young man who has been loved all his lifetime until now, come out and turn into a hateful person and then use a gun to kill another person also grow out of love from a mother somewhere. Nurture like a beautiful flower in your garden with all love and care and attention and hope for the future. And it boom, just like that. One bullet this big. Finished. Such a beautiful dream. Collapse. People should be given hope, inspiration to live for, not to die for. You're not born, grow up, just to keep a war, and then die for it. The children are in the prime of their life, and they are also very idealistic. So this good and pure energy and enthusiasm has to be used for peaceful purpose, for building the world, for helping the needy. Yeah? That is the kind of heroism that the young people love to spend their energy on. They would love it. The more war, the more death, the more death, the more enemies. The more enemies, the more war, the more war, the more death, the more death, the more enemies. It's a vicious circle. There's no end to it. We just have to shake hands and forgive each other. War is never a solution. We just have to stop.
Hiền như cây mận già trước ngõ, sớm với chiều dãy đàn trẻ nhỏ miền quê. Cô tôi đẹp nề nếp của hiền thê, hầu thầy hôm mai vợ chồng êm ấm. Tôi học cùng người từ ngày bé bỏng, chữ y tờ đồ nét đậm nét công. Rồi xa làng lên tiểu học cao trung, bằng mấy rào ông về thăm trường cũ. Bỗng một sớm đông buồn mây ủ rũ, được tin thầy đã lìa bỏ trần gian. Vết đạn nào đã xuyên thấu tim gan, dòng máu thấm cố tình tuôn đẫm cỏ màu lục thảo, bỗng thành màu huyết rủ. Cô tôi quỳ trắng rủ mảnh khăn sâu. Ôi chiến tranh mi từ ở nơi mô, sao đến đâu là sương rơi thịt nát. Ta van mi hãy ngưng tay tàn sát, cho vợ thôi khóc chồng, cho mẹ chẳng khóc con. Hỡi hai bên những chiến sĩ anh hùng, chúng ta là anh em chung nguồn gốc. Tranh hơn thua sao phải thành ác độc, sao không đua tài xây dựng giang san. Từ ngàn xưa chiến tranh là tang tóc, ruộng phì nhiêu bồng chốc hóa gò. Hãy dừng lại những hận thù vô lý, cỏ đã cằn phai vạn nấm mồ. Rồi chung cuộc được gì thù với bạn, nhất tưởng công thành vạn cốt khô.
Be here now.
Save our planet.
Lethal algal bloom linked to more deaths in Brittany. 33 wild boars are the most recent victims thought to be poisoned by noxious gas emitted by algae on the normally beautiful tourist beaches in Brittany. With mountains of algal slime that have washed up on the coastline in the past weeks, two boar babies were discovered lifeless on July 7th, with the death toll since then continuing to rise.
The region has already been visited by similar disaster, with a worker who died in 2009 while clearing the seaweed and a horse that succumbed that same year within 30 seconds of entering a beach where the toxic seaweed was present, while his 27-year-old rider was rescued after losing consciousness to the fumes. Environmentalist Jean-François Picot noted that while this region of Brittany occupies just 5% of French agricultural land, it contains 60% of the nation's livestock pigs, 45% of the poultry, and 30% of the dairy farms. Meanwhile, the group Stop the Green Tides has called on the nation's army to remove the toxic sludge, while French newspaper Le Monde published a front-page editorial saying that the government should acknowledge agricultural and livestock pollution as the problem's real cause. Meanwhile, municipal officials have cordoned off beaches and issued warnings for people's safety.
Our appreciation for the French officials' protective measures and for the concerned voices of Stop the Green Tides and media, such as Le Monde. May everyone awaken to the lasting solution of animal-free fare for lives of harmony with nature that also restore the Earth's pristine beauty.
Save Our Planet. Officials from the U.S. states of Virginia and Maryland report in July 2011 that this year's dead zone in the Chesapeake Bay may become the largest ever, as pollution from agricultural runoff stimulates algae growth that removes oxygen from the water, causing the widespread death of aquatic life.
Warning news. In a study published in the July 28, 2011 issue of Occupational and Environmental Medicine, New Zealand researchers evaluating 114,000 death records find that people raised on livestock farms as well as adults working in the raising and slaughter of cattle are at significantly higher risk for developing blood cancers such as leukemia.
The Camel, a joyful vegan with a tip of the day for the home computer. It's a good idea to keep your operating system updated. This can include valuable security fixes and help in resolving glitches. Some systems automatically tell you when there is an update, or you can look for available ones by checking the manufacturer's website. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks a lot for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now for the weather around the globe.
In sustainable energy news, Ukraine begins operating its first solar power plant. The facility will supply electricity to approximately 5,000 homes in the small Crimean village of Rednikova and nearby area. In addition, Ukraine is building a second plant which will provide power for up to 20,000 individuals. It is part of a plan of the Eastern European nation to increase its use of alternative energy to 30% over the next 4 years. Congratulations, Ukraine, on your steps toward greener living. May the whole world choose earth-loving practices for a clean and verdant planet.
In cultural news, the Independence Day of Benin, observing its sovereignty gained in 1960, is celebrated today. Situated between Nigeria and Togo in West Africa, Benin has a rich cultural diversity with more than 40 ethnic groups. The country's lush Panjari National Park is a major tourist attraction and is home to a variety of animal friends, including herbivorous buffaloes, hippopotamuses, elephants, antelopes, and also 300 species of birds. Today is also Switzerland's National Day, commemorating its founding in 1291. Over half of Switzerland, which is east of France and north of Italy, is covered by the amazing Alps. The Jungfrau-Alice-Bischwanhorn region of the Alps contains Europe's largest glacier and is a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. May the gentle-hearted citizens of Benin have a splendid Independence Day and the friendly residents of Switzerland a festive National Day. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership presenting Banu Mangmai, which has helped over 100 Thai children to brighter futures. We'll go out and enjoy the garden. Be back soon. Please stay tuned for more cheery news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, elegant news for a graceful world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on Bonham Muang Mai, which provides a nurturing home for Thai youngsters in need and their families.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Bonham Muang Mai is dedicated to providing a nurturing home for Thai disadvantaged youngsters. The nonprofit was founded in 2005 by a group of five people from Sweden and Thailand to help individuals affected by the devastating 2004 tsunami. Bonham means home for children in Swedish. Currently, Bonham assists any children in need and their families.
The home is managed by another Swedish couple, Ms. Suzanne Jansson and Mr. Hans Fossel. Ms. Jansson's two daughters unfortunately lost their lives due to the tsunami while they were on vacation in Thailand with their father in 2005. Moved by the kindness of the Thai people, Ms. Jansson and Mr. Fossel decided to move to Thailand to become part of Barnum.
Over 100 children have been helped by the home up to now. Ms. Jansson has described Bonham's priorities as providing firstly love, secondly food, and thirdly education. She said, "My daughters love their life, and if I could help my new children to love their lives, at least one good thing came out of this." Bravo, Ms. Suzanne Jansson, Mr. Hans Forsell, and Bonham Muang Mai, on your devoted efforts. May the beautiful Thai children greet a bright future full of joy and hope with Buddha's abundant blessings.
Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Banu Mang Mai with the Shining World Compassion Award and $10,000 to humbly support the noble work with love and gratitude. Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told in Croatian entitled Police Report.
Policajac, moram ću vas prijaviti, gospodine. Vozili ste barem 80 milja na sat. Motorist, to ne može biti, službeniče. Vozim tek 10 minuta.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Supreme Master Television is the light of the world. Whenever we turn to the station, we feel love and peace. I also thank you for having experts and doctors talking to people about how the vegan lifestyle benefits us in physical and spiritual aspects. Keep up the good work. Love, Quan from Matawan, New Jersey, United States.
Amiable Quan, thank you so much for your kind message. We also pray that information about the many benefits of the plant-based lifestyle reaches every corner of the globe. May the Divine bless you and all the compassionate souls of the great United States with spiritual grace.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your heart rejoice in heaven's munificent love.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Following India's goodwill gesture of releasing 91 Pakistani prisoners, Pakistan announces the similar freeing of 24 Indian nationals in a mutual effort to promote amicable relations between the two countries.
Meeting with the heads of state of Cote d'Ivoire or the Ivory Coast, Benin, Guinea, and Niger, U.S. President Barack Obama pledges his nation's partnership with the four African countries in their progress towards democratization and peaceful development.
Near the Colosseum in Rome, in an underground gallery of the ancient Trajan bats, archaeologists unearth a beautifully preserved 2,000-year-old mosaic depicting Apollo and the Muses.
Wishing to enhance the health of her animal companions, Hollywood actress and vegan Alicia Silverstone offered plant-based fare to her dogs starting 10 years ago, which she now says has resulted in their strengthened immune systems and generally vibrant well-being.
Journalist Rick Westhead of the Canada-based Toronto Star describes the interfaith friendship and unity that has grown in the Pakistani village of Basti Moran after one Hindu man, Bachu Ram, gave his blood as to save the life of a local Muslim woman.
The Cuban government approves 9 additional major U.S. cities from which charter flights will be accepted into the country, while authorizing 2 more airports to receive the flights.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.